Hey everybody, so I'm here at CES 2011. Right now I'm in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino with Acer. I'm here with Ray Sowell, who's a product manager for Acer. We're going to talk about some of the new stuff you've got this year.
Got a lot of stuff going on at CES, no surprise, tablets. We've got a full breadth of Intel Sandy Bridge notebooks, 3D enabled displays, a new Revo product, and then a new touch enabled tablet hybrid that we call the Iconia, which is right in front of you.
Tell me what's so cool about this.
It's a different way to interact with your notebook. You've got two touch screens, capacitive touch enabled touch screens. They're not small touch screens, they're actually 14 inch touch screens.
Yes, yes.
So
nice.
You can either flip through web pages with one finger or two fingers to zoom in or to zoom out. And then when you're ready to write that great American novel, you just put two palms on the touch screen, and there you have your virtual keyboard.
Do you mind if I give it a try?
Absolutely.
I know that a lot of my readers have a concern about typing on any kind of virtual keyboard, whether it be a phone or a tablet or on a PC, because they like that tactile feedback.
Yeah, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right. I gotta say, that's pretty good. So what kind of guts are in this thing?
Well, you're looking at an Intel Core i5 processor. You got 4 gigs of memory, a 500 gig hard drive, discrete graphics, and all this with the dual touch screens at around a little north or south of $1,000 in the United States.
That seems like a pretty good price to me, especially given the amount of capacitive glass you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
And ballpark, when's this going to be available?
This will be available in the March and April timeframe.
Cool. So let's talk entertainment PCs. What do we have here? This is a pretty big machine you got.
Yeah, Ben, this has got everything but the kitchen sink. This is our new Aspire 8950G. It incorporates Intel's new Core i7 CPU, Sandy Bridge CPUs. Included in that is ATI's next-gen of discrete graphics cards, the 6850.
Okay.
With not only 1 gig, but 2 gigs. Of dedicated video memory.
That's fast, okay.
What you're looking at here is an 18:4 display with edge-to-edge glass, which is Corning Gorilla Glass. You got a chiclet keyboard. It's got 5 stereo speakers with a subwoofer underneath. It's got the capability of 2 hard drives, so you can have over a terabyte of storage.
Wow.
And this comes configured with 8 gigs of memory, but you can actually get up to 16 gigs of memory if you really feel the need to go that high.
Yeah. So this is 1080p across here?
Correct.
So, and I see you've got a Blu-ray sticker, so it's got a Blu-ray. What does something like this run?
This runs around $1,500.
Okay.
With 8 gigs of memory. Fully loaded.
That's a great price. I mean, a couple of years ago, this would be a $3,000 or $4,000 machine, and now it's pretty much in that sweet spot, that $1,000 to $1,500 sweet spot for a premium PC.
Yep.
And this one also, it seems like it would be so big and heavy, but it's surprisingly light.
Yeah.
I mean, even for something this big, I could see myself carrying this to an event as my main multimedia machine to play some music, say on my Zoom Pass or stream video. And the profile, again, it's pretty thin. I like this industrial design a lot. I mean, you guys really did a great job of packing a lot of stuff into a very, very small area. It's very
cool. I said, it's everything but the kitchen sink, right?
That's right. I like it. So one of the trends that we've been seeing in PCs is the movement towards mini PCs. And these are desktop computers that run in really, really small chassis, sometimes the size of a shoebox or smaller. And one of the smallest that I've had the chance to see that I just got my hands on is this right here. This is the new Acer Revo. This is a full Windows 7 PC. Something that looks like it's just a little bit over an inch thick, and it's incredibly, incredibly lightweight. It weighs almost nothing. So I'm here with Irene Chan, who's a business manager for consumer desktops. Tell me a little bit about how you guys built this and why you built it.
So right here we have this machine. We actually spec this with an AMD K325 processor.
Okay.
Right, this unit here has 2 gig of memory right now, and it has 500 gig of hard drive. You could get configuration that could take you up to 4 gigs of memory, because it has 2 DIMM slots, and it could go up to 640 gig of hard drive if you so desire.
Okay, and one of the things I love about these mini PCs is they're pretty inexpensive. They're not like buying a big desktop tower or buying a big all-in-one. Ballpark, when this thing is available, how about what this thing is?
Depending on which configuration you would go for, somewhere around the mid $300 to up to $400.
That's really cool. Because I think what this kind of PC allows people to do is start to bring a Windows 7 PC into their living room as a true media center PC without spending a ton of money.
Yep, and this machine here actually comes with the next generation of NVIDIA and Ion graphic cards, and so you know the performance of Ion has great graphics performance. This one here, it's the second generation.
Yeah. I remember the first generation of Ion on the first gen Revo.
Yep.
You know, I connected it to I think a 55 or 58 inch plasma, and I played a movie in HD off of it. It ran beautifully.
Right.
This little tiny thing.
Correct, and this one actually has an HDMI.
Okay, great. So I can plug it out to just about any TV.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I love about this form factor is it fits great in a living room setting. So I can set this on top of my DVD box or on top of my cable box. It's just like another piece of hardware that just fits naturally in that entertainment cabinet. But if you want to stack it vertically, you can with this. There's a little stand that comes with the Revo. And I just click it onto the back. And now I can stand this up next to my TV, and here you can really see how slim this profile is. The machine itself is very, very cool, but there is one thing that Irene just showed me that I have to show off. This right here is a remote that slides out, and if we hit the button here, you can see that it's electroluminescent, it's backlit and it glows, and this is a touch keyboard. So I can connect this to my monitor, my TV, and I can browse the web, I can tweet, I can update Facebook status, all from this little PC. And when I'm done with it, I just take it, pop it back in here, slide it in, and it docks away. That is just one of the coolest things I've seen all day. Well, I need one of these for my house. Hey, I want to say thank you to Irene and Ray for showing us all the cool stuff that Acer has here at CES 2011. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at BenThePCGuy for more information on new PCs and gadgets, or if you have any questions about anything that's going on at CES 2011. I'm going to go hit the show floor and look for more videos soon.